Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 New Words. A medicine, noun. This makes you better when you are ill. A spoonful, noun. Something in a spoon. Stir, verb. Move things to mix them together. A cabbage, noun. A green or purple vegetable. A slug, noun. A small animal with a soft body. Magic, noun and adjective. Magic things are strange and wonderful. Explode, verb. Suddenly break into many pieces. Chapter 1. Grandma.
I'm going shopping in the village, George's mother, Mrs. Cranky, said to George on Saturday morning. Be a good boy and don't be naughty.
This is a silly thing to say to a small child, because the child always thinks, what naughty things can I do? Then George's mother said,
and don't forget to give Grandma her medicine at 11 o'clock.
Then she left, closing the door behind her. Grandma was sleeping in her chair by the window. She could not move from that chair, so she sat there all day, and she never went outside. Now Grandma opened one of her little eyes and she said,
You heard your mother, George. Don't forget my medicine.
I won't, Grandma, George said.
And try to be good this time. You're always so naughty.
Yes, Grandma, George said.
George felt so bored. He had no brothers or sisters. His parents were farmers, and they lived on a farm that was miles from anywhere, so he could not play with any other children. He was bored of looking at farm animals, and he was really bored of living with his horrible grandma. George tried to like Grandma, but he could not. Most grandmothers are kind old ladies, but George's grandmother always shouted at him. She never smiled at George, and she never said, How are you this morning, George? Or let's play a fun game.
Make me a nice cup of tea,
Grandma shouted at George.
Yes, Grandma, George said. How much sugar would you like in your tea today?
One spoonful, she said, and no milk.
George went into the kitchen, and he made Grandma a cup of tea. He put one spoonful of sugar in it and no milk. Then he stirred the tea and he carried it into the living room. Grandma drank some of the tea.
It's not sweet enough, she said. Put more sugar in it.
George carried the cup back to the kitchen and he added another spoonful of sugar. Then he stirred the tea again and he took it to Grandma.
Where's the spoon?
You don't need the spoon, Grandma, George said. I stirred your tea for you.
I can stir my own tea, she said. Bring me the spoon.
George brought her the spoon. When George's mother and father were at home, Grandma never spoke to George like this. She was always more horrible when his parents were not at home. Grandma drank some of her tea, looking over the top of her cup at George.
You're growing too fast, she said. When children grow too fast, they become stupid.
I can't stop growing, Grandma, George said.
Of course you can, she shouted.
But I have to grow, Grandma, George replied. If I don't, I won't become an adult.
Don't be silly, she said. Look at me. Am I growing? No, I am not.
But you grew when you were younger, George said.
I only grew a bit, the old woman answered. And then I stopped when I was still very small.
George looked at Grandma. She was very small. Her feet did not even touch the floor, and her head was only halfway up the chair.
But how can I stop growing? George asked her.
You must stop eating chocolate, Grandma said. Chocolate makes people too tall. You must only eat cabbage.
But I don't like cabbage, George said.
That doesn't matter, Grandma said angrily. Cabbage is good for you. You must eat it 3 times a day. And cabbage is even better with slugs in it. Slugs make you clever.
Oh, no, George said. I can't eat slugs. Mummy and Daddy always wash the slugs away.
Mummy and Daddy are stupid like you, Grandma said.
George started moving to the door. He did not want to be near this horrible woman.
Where are you going? She asked,
pointing her finger at George.
Come closer to me, and I'll tell you secrets.
George did not move.
I know many big secrets, she said.
And suddenly she smiled. But it was a horrible cold smile, and George began to feel frightened. He wanted to run, but he could not move.
And I can do magic things, Grandma said. I can do terrible magic things to you. You must be nice to me, or your eyes will fall out of your head and teeth will grow from your fingers.
Grandma!
George cried, turning and running to the door.
Stop!
You can run now, Grandma shouted. But I'll always be here, waiting for you.
George ran into the kitchen, and the door closed loudly behind him.